Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the 19th installment, where we're starting on page 133. And we're going to be reading about five chapters today. And the first one's called Loving One Another in Allah, The Bankrupt on the Day of Judgment, Whoever Turns Away from Me, I Call Him from Nearby, A Child Can Seek Forgiveness on Behalf of His Parent. And the final one will be, There Will Be Vicegerency in Accordance with the Prophetic Guidance, Inshallah. Open with the Fatiha and invocation, and then we'll go right into the reading itself. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله إبراهيم رسول الله موسى رسول الله عيسى رسول الله عليهم صلاة الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام وعليك يعود السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذو الجلال والإكرام. Page 133. Loving one another in Allah. Sa'id ibn Malik, narrated from Habib ibn Abd ar-Rahman, from Hafs ibn Asim, from Abu Huraira. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "There are seven who Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will shade under the shade of His throne on the day when there will be no shade except His shade: a just leader, a youth who grows up worshipping Allah, a person whose heart is attached to the mosque so that whenever he leaves, he returns. Two people who love one another for the sake of Allah. They meet for him, separate for him, and an individual who mentions Allah in seclusion and his eyes stream with tears. An individual who gives charity with his right hand while his left hand does not know what his right hand spent. And a man who, when allured by a beautiful and attractive woman, says, 'I do fear Allah, Lord of all the worlds.' And this is an agreed upon hadith which was reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim." Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Among people, there are those who are keys for goodness and locks for evil. And among people, there are those who are locks for goodness. Goodness is for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the keys of goodness in his hands. And woe to those for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the keys of evil in his hands. And this is a sound hadith narrated by Ibn Majah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "You are the best community that has been brought forth for the good of humanity. You enjoin goodness and you forbid evil, and you believe in Allah." Quran 3:110. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, "And there may grow out of you a community who invite all to goodness and enjoin the doing of the right and forbid the doing of what is wrong. And it is these who are the successful." Quran 3:104. The bankrupt on the day of judgment. Aisha radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "To Allah, sins are of three types: a type that He forgives, a type that He does not forgive, and a type that He does not leave unsettled. As for the sin that Allah does not forgive, it is associating partners with Him. For He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, 'Truly, whoever ascribes partners to Allah, Allah shall forbid him the garden, and his abode is the fire.'" 572. The sin that Allah forgives is the worshipper's oppression of himself concerning what is between him and Allah. The sin that Allah does not leave is that which is between people. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "All those claiming rights shall have them on the day of resurrection, so much so that the hornless sheep would get its claim from the horned sheep." Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu also narrated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Do you know who are bankrupt among my ummah?" They said, "The bankrupt is the one who has no money and has no possessions." But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Among my ummah, the one who is truly bankrupt is the one who will come on the day of resurrection with prayers and fasting and zakah, all to his credit, but he will come having insulted this one, slandered that one, consumed the wealth of this one, and shed the blood of that one, and beaten that one. So they, the victims, will all be given a portion of his good deeds, hasanat. When his good deeds run out before judgment is passed, some of his victims' sins will be taken and cast on to him. Then he will be cast into the fire. Sincere repentance must have three conditions: a feeling of regret in the heart, seeking forgiveness with the tongue, and persistence in not returning to commit the mistake again." Whoever turns away from me, I call him from nearby. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated that his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, "The jinn and the human beings are in great danger. I create and other than me is worshipped. I provide and other than me is praised. My favor descends upon my creatures and their evil ascends to me. I approach them with my gifts and I am the truly rich, not in need of them. They are driven away from me by disobedience, and yet they are in desperate need of me. Whoever comes to me, I receive him, even from afar. And whoever turns away from me, I call him from a close distance. I love those who repent and seek purification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who faithfully believe, guard yourselves and your families against a fire whose fuel is people and stones, and over which are set harsh and terrible angels who do not disobey Allah and whatever He commands them, and they do what they are commanded to do. 66:6. Surely the punishment of your Lord shall come to pass. No one can avert it. 52:7-8. Know when the transgressor comes to his Lord, his abode will be hell, and he will neither die nor live there. But whoever comes to him with good deeds will have the lofty degrees. He has prepared gardens for them beneath which rivers flow, wherein they shall dwell forever and ever. And that is the great attainment. 9:100. A child can seek forgiveness on behalf of his parent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, among them are those who made a covenant with Allah, saying, if he will give us from his bounty, we shall surely spend in sadaqat, and most certainly we shall be among the holy righteous. Yet, when he does give them of his bounty, they are stingy with it, and they turn away in their obstinacy. So he has punished them by causing hypocrisy to grow in their hearts, until the day when they will meet him. And this is because they failed Allah in what they promised him, and because they lied. 9:75-7. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the son of Adam dies, his actions are cut off except for three: an ongoing charity, sadaqa jariyah, knowledge that people may benefit from, and a righteous child who asks for Allah's forgiveness on his behalf. And this hadith was narrated by Ahmad. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the degree of his virtuous worshipper in the garden, and he asks, O Lord, what is the reason I deserve this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers, by your child's prayer for forgiveness on your behalf. This hadith was reported by Ahmad and it is authentic. There will be vicegerency in accordance with the prophetic guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from among the believers are men who are true to what they swore to Allah. Some of them have fulfilled their vow to their death, and some of them are waiting to do the same without having changed their resolve in the least bit. 33:23. Abu Huraira narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam began as something strange and will return as something strange as it began, so give glad tidings to the strangers. This hadith is sahih. It was reported by Muslim. Zaifa radiallahu anhu narrated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, prophecy will be among you as long as Allah wishes it to be. Then Allah will lift it when He wills. Then there will be vicegerency in accordance with the prophetic guidance. And it will stay as long as Allah wishes it to stay, then Allah will lift it when He wills to lift it. Then there'll be an inheritance rule, and it will be whatever Allah wishes it to be. And then He'll lift it up as He wishes to lift it up. Then there will be a coercive rule, and it will be whatever Allah wishes it to be. Then He will lift it up as He wishes it to be. Then there will be a vicegerent in accordance to the prophetic guidance. Then He was silent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those to whom the people said, surely the people have gathered against you, therefore fear them. And it only increased their faith, and they said, Allah is sufficient for us and a most excellent protector. So they returned with the grace and the bounty from Allah without any evil touching them. And they followed the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the possessor of great bounty. It is only Shaitan who instills in you fear of his allies. So do not fear them, but fear me. If you are believers, do not let the conduct of those who run to cover up the truth grieve you. They shall not harm Allah at all. It is the wish of Allah that they had no portion of the blessings of the final world. And theirs is a grievous punishment. And that's from Quran 3:173-6. And how many a prophet has fought in the way of Allah with him were many godly men, and they did not cower for all that they suffered in the way of Allah, and neither did they weaken, nor did they abase themselves. And Allah loves the steadfastly patient. 3:146. And do not give the weak of mind the wealth which Allah has made a means of support for you, but feed and clothe them and speak kindly to them. Quran 4:5. And never think that Allah is heedless of what the oppressors do. He only delays their account for a day when eyes will stare in terror. 14:42. Fighting is permitted to those who are fought against because they are wronged, and surely Allah has the power to help them. And those who have been driven unjustly from their homes only for the reason that they said, our Lord is Allah. 22:39-40. O Allah, they are hungry, so feed them. They are weak, so strengthen them. Alhamdulillah. That brings us to page 138, where we'll pick up on the next recording, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.